Layer 911, Eleanor Timeline, Eleanor Roosevelt, 1945 to 1962. April 12, 1945, Franklin Roosevelt dies. May 1945, joins the board of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. Fall 1945, joins the board of the Congress on Racial Equality, CORE. December 1945, appointed to the first U.S. delegation to the United Nations by President Harry Truman. 1946, publishes If You Ask Me, her 13th book. 1947, helps to found the Americans for Democratic Action, ADA. 1947 to 1948, chairs the Human Rights Commission of the United Nations as it develops the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. December 10, 1948, the United Nations formally accepts the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. ER considers this her greatest achievement at the UN. 1948 to 1949, co-hosts the Eleanor and Anna Roosevelt Show on ABC Radio. 1949, publishes This I Remember, the second volume of her autobiography. 1950, publishes Partners, the United Nations and Youth. 1950 to 1951, hosts the Eleanor Roosevelt Program on NBC Radio. 1953, resigns from her position at the United Nations after Dwight D. Eisenhower becomes president. Begins work as a volunteer for the American Association for the United Nations. Makes a round-the-world trip, including 5 weeks studying the progress of democracy in Japan. During her trip, she interviews President Tito of Yugoslavia in July. Publishes India and the Awakening East. Publishes UN, Today and Tomorrow. 1954, publishes It Seems to Me. Publishes Ladies of Courage with Lorena Hickok. 1955, publishes United Nations, What You Should Know About It. 1956, works with Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks to raise money during the Montgomery bus boycott. August 1956, chairs the platform hearings on civil rights at the 1956 Democratic National Convention. Helps draft a plank supporting the Supreme Court's authority to order school desegregation. August 13, 1956, addresses the 1956 Democratic National Convention. Fall 1956, supports Adlai Stevenson in his unsuccessful campaign as the Democratic presidential candidate. 1957, travels to the Soviet Union as a journalist and interviews Soviet Premier Nikita S. Khrushchev at Yalta in September. 1958, publishes On My Own, the third volume of her autobiography. Helps found the National Issues Committee. December 7, 1959, at a dinner honoring her 75th birthday, ER responds sharply to former President Harry Truman, who had criticized hothouse liberals he felt were harming liberalism. "I know we need a united party," ER replies, "but it cannot be a united party that gives up its principles." 1959 to 1962, hosts Prospects of Mankind program on WGBH-TV, Boston. 1960, publishes Growing Toward Peace with Regina Tor. Publishes You Learn by Living. July 13, 1960, addresses the 1960 Democratic National Convention in support of Adlai Stevenson's unsuccessful bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. August 14, 1960, hosts Democratic candidate John F. Kennedy at her Valkill home. After their meeting, she endorses JFK for president. 1961, at President Kennedy's request, co-chairs the non-governmental Tractors for Freedom Committee, formed to negotiate an exchange of farm equipment for American-backed fighters captured in Cuba during the Bay of Pigs operation. December 1961, appointed chair of the President's Commission on the Status of Women by President Kennedy. Publishes The Autobiography of Eleanor Roosevelt. Publishes Your Teens and Mine. 1962, publishes Eleanor Roosevelt's Book of Common Sense Etiquette. November 7, 1962, dies in New York City of aplastic anemia, disseminated tuberculosis, and heart failure. 1963, Eleanor Roosevelt's Christmas book and E.R.'s final book, Tomorrow is Now, are published. Nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. You will now be redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.